I don't guess however long.
That's Michael Klump.
You are beautiful.
Welcome back to the Sorter Brothers podcast. Blake, how
episode
we doing?
15?
Yeah, I was about to say, what episode is this?
Dang.
Pretty crazy. Five away from 20. What was that statistic? It was like...
I don't know. Was 20 part of the statistic? I thought it was...
Yeah. No, it was like a huge amount don't get above three.
Like three, yeah.
And then it was like... And if you get above 20, you're above like the top 1% or something
like
that.
Yeah, you're in elite.
So five away from 1%, I think.
Yeah.
That could be completely wrong.
We'll wreck the statistic. We'll do 20 episodes and then quit.
Yeah, that would be really good, actually.
I think so.
I think we could, like, just be more of a rarity, like.
Yeah. They quit at their peak.
Yeah, in their prime.
They were gaining followers faster than ever, and they just shut it down. Yeah, I don't know. We got to get back on a good schedule, though. I feel like we're...
Yeah, what do you mean?
We end up like... Well, we both got stuff going on, but I feel like we end up like getting the episode done late in the week, and then the next week we can do it early, and then it's like we just talked.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the life of a podcaster.
Yeah, I guess
though.
That's true.
Yeah, we've just never experienced anything like this. No, how was your week? I feel like I've had a pretty good week. I've been busy with jobs, but also music always makes me happy, and a couple of artists that I know, I've just come out with some awesome new songs.
Let me guess who.
I'm just asking you. So, like,
Benson,
how was your week? That's for me, yeah.
My week was good. Actually, this just popped into my head.
Okay. So you're just going to change on me?
It was something from my week.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, what's up with Zeus?
Yeah, that's what I thought was coming.
No.
It's not an uncommon thing for you to do.
That's toxic, dude. No, I got recognized from the pod for the first time this week.
I texted you about it.
I was at the golf course.
I know.
I
what
felt
you're
like
about.
A celebrity, dude. I was getting.
Oh
like,
my gosh!
I was getting like.
It's literally my friend, dude.
It doesn't matter.
Yes,
I didn't know your friend. I went golfing last weekend, I think it was last Saturday or something. And I just like walk up to the range, hitting a few balls. Guy walks up to me. He goes, "Are you Blake?" And he did. And I was like,
"He knew your name, though. He definitely
from the pod."
No, he just already knew your name. He knew who you
he
were,
was like
for sure,
dude. Big fan of the pod, or he said that, or like I'm friends with Justice or something like that.
Nice.
I was like, "Oh, thanks." He's like, "Man, that pod makes me geek." So he said something like that, like favorite pod ever.
How many things did he say?
He just kept going on.
Okay.
I felt like that. That guy wouldn't have come up and said hey to me if we hadn't done the pod. So I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think he would have come up to you and congratulated you on a podcast if you weren't on a podcast. But
okay. All right. What's going on with you?
No, I was just, I feel like I go through like super just like dry spots in my playlist where it's like I'm the type of person where I'll obsess over a couple songs and just like run them till they're like dry, dude. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
I'll do that
a lot of times. If I have a certain artist that I like, I'll just listen to either a couple of their songs or really just like only that artist for like 2 weeks straight. And I mean, sometimes it's a little less, sometimes it's a little more, but like probably like this past month, really, I've
a lot of Benson Boone.
It's just been really dry. Mm. It's just been really dry. And I needed some new music.
You want to slow it down?
Well, so then Slow It Down came out by Benson Boone. Anyone who knows me knows I love some Benson Boone. Anyway, he came out with an album today, and you know, I was up at midnight listening to that thing. So.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pumped now.
I haven't listened to it yet. I just, I've heard it's the not couple like any, singles that came out. They're good.
Yeah, no, it's not. He put out two, I believe, that are... Or no, well, there's like multiple in this album that... It's kind of like, you know, artists... Like, randomly, he put like the first one he ever did is in the album, but it's like...
Which is what? Haunted House?
Ghost Town.
Ghost Town?
Dude, Haunted House.
That was definitely the one right I was there.
You were, yeah, for sure.
You actually have a Haunted House Lego set right above you. Maybe that was it. I actually thought I was right saying Haunted House.
Yeah, you're close enough, honestly. Should have just said yes.
Dang. No, I feel like there. I love when I... That's like an amazing feeling when you get new music and it's just hitting and you're connecting to it. But then I do the same thing, and Megan makes fun of me for it, where I just, like, every time we get in the car, I'm listening to the same stuff because I'm enjoying it, and then it inevitably, like, burns out.
Yeah, I almost feel, like, embarrassed sometimes, even when people that I'm, like, super good friends with get in the car, like, because if I was in the car alone, I'd have these three songs on repeat for my entire 30-minute drive.
Well, that, you probably do that. You're in the car alone a lot.
Yeah, I am, but I'm saying when I'm in the car with my friends...
You try to mix
like,
it up.
I know. I just put one of my playlists on, and I still enjoy the songs, but I'd be like, I enjoy this car ride a lot more if I just had those three on repeat.
Wait, do you do Apple Music?
No, Spotify.
Oh, I was gonna say, do you actually make playlists still?
I do. Is that do people not make playlists anymore?
I pretty much just am like, I have my recently downloaded, and I just go through that.
I mean,
and then when like mine's set up where like if I play. Like, I have Hozier's new EP on here.
Yeah,
it's only
legit.
Got four songs on it. So if I play those four and they end, my Apple Music setup where it'll start shuffling, like, similar music just that I don't have downloaded out there.
Yeah, I mean...
And so I'll do that. But sometimes I get crazy and I just go to my songs and I shuffle all and I get, like, the Les Mis soundtrack or something I didn't even know was on my phone.
I mean, on Spotify... I don't even know all the settings with like the shuffle songs that you've never listened to. I don't like it. Sometimes it randomly does that. And then other times it'll just like go back to the top of my playlist. But there's definitely been times where like I've had one song that I'm like really like vibing with. And I listen to it so much that I just always like I try to go to it as fast as I can when I get in the car, especially if I'm like rushing. And so I just always go back to my recent searches and click on the song. And, like, one time I literally listened for a song for, like, 2 weeks straight, and I just never actually added it to my playlist. I just kept pressing it on recent searches, and then I burned out. So I listened to it for 2 weeks, but I never even put it in my playlist. So I was just also constantly going back to recent searches.
Do you have, like, music that you will, like, mood-specific music? Sort of, like, music where you're, like... Oh, I would work out to this, but I would never listen to it when I was just driving.
It's funny you say that because I know a lot of, or at least like a bunch of my friends, I feel like are that way. But growing up, I could never listen to a slow song. Never. I don't care who the artist was.
It's just too sad.
It was like depressing. Like I literally used to, I used to preach to people. I'm like, why would you sit there and listen to depressing music? When music just makes us happy, music, like I would preach that.
Well, music doesn't just make you happy. Music just makes you feel things, right?
Right. But, well, yeah, I'm saying, like, I'm not saying that statement's correct. I'm saying that's what I used to preach. And then, like, as I kind of grew up, I feel like my music taste has, like, matured for sure.
Because, so you like some slow songs now?
Yeah, for sure. Nice. But, like, that never used to be the case. Like, I literally remember times where I'd be in the, or like in my car with some buddies and I was just like playing music and like a slower song would come on and they'd be like, because they just knew I didn't listen to slow songs. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm still like that.
Really?
Yeah. Megan will only listen to like the most like over the top joyous songs.
Is that, there's gotta be something like.
I listen to some slow songs, but like they can't be too sad or like. Yeah. I won't.
She hates the music I play a
most
lot
of the
times.
Time. Yeah.
Some of your music is still too slow for me. You like some very slow vibey music.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like all about what mood I'm in.
So you do listen to the exact
mood. I don't
know, though,
because like even with working out, depending on what I'm doing for my workout, I could get down with some slow music.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, I know that, dude. We've worked out to some really slow music before.
I know, but like if I'm... if I'm doing like hard like cardio intervals or something, I'll turn on like remix radio stuff that's just like energy.
See, that's another thing. I've never been able, it's like almost cringe to me to like listen to these like DJ remixes, and you love them, dude, to work out.
Just to work out. It's like energy, and it's like I don't think about the lyrics at all. It's just like the vibe going.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's fine.
But if I'm just doing like accessory stuff or just like bench pressing or something, I'll put on like some sad stuff and just sit there and think.
I don't know how you do
that. Yeah, no, that's weird.
I like the remix. They do remixes at Orange Theory, and I do listen to the music sometimes because sometimes it like pumps me up because it'll be saying like, you know, it's like booty, 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 booty rocking everywhere.
Censor that.
And I'm like thinking about, I'm like doing squats, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make my butt look good.
Oh, heck yeah.
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 Hmm.
Or like it's Beyonce like saying like, who run the world, girls? And I'm like running. And I'm like, yeah, I'm empowered.
There's some songs that when they come on, I'll still get like chills. And I think I associate like memories with them. But like whenever there's like a big sporting event and the lights go low and they introduce somebody and they start playing Rihanna, like feel it coming in the air. I'm like a sucker for that, dude. It gets me every time. I remember my dad and I went to the UofL when they won the national championship for basketball, and they've since gotten the title stripped away because of all the hoes and stuff. But
yeah, get out of there.
We were at that game in like a box center court. It was sick, and they did that. It was like lights go down, Rihanna starts blaring,
and you're like, I can't wait for this ship to get taken away from
us. Goosebumps. Little did I know those dudes were in the hotels.
Yep.
With some.
Yeah.
Some honeys, but I don't care about all that.
Wow.
That's not for me.
Yeah, that's why I kind of hesitated. I was like, I don't think Louisville had a recent championship.
They did, though.
No.
I still have the newspaper. I'll show you. felt like I was going to say something else about music. Oh, Megan's been listening to this is a perfect example song of what she likes.
There's Forrest Frank. Have you ever heard of him?
Forrest Frank. What's his big song?
Yeah.
He's in Surfaces.
Yeah, I know. He's all over like social media right now. Yeah,
his stuff is just vibey happy.
Dude,
this song, but it's not. So the reason why this is so bad because I'm not saying I could ever make music like Forrest Frank. I think it's fun to like, I play the drums. I think music is fun. I think it'd be fun to try to create a song, but I am in no way like up to the level of like the technique you need to use all the softwares and use all that different stuff.
You could write this song.
But when Forrest Frank's, it just feels like it's like a quickly made beat, and then he just like auto-tuned vibe sings off of it, which is fine.
It feels like
it's for me like
maybe written in the first take.
Oh, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes I gravitate towards songs now. I didn't used to. But now I feel like I gravitate towards songs where it's like, no, this dude's voice is actually insane.
Yeah, and the lyrics have depth. Megan, we're riding in the car the other day, and Megan goes, oh, I got a song I want to show you. And I go, oh, well, you can play it. But I like had my phone in my hand, so I like clicked the song on. She's like, I'm not going to play it. You just started this one. And I'm like, I don't care. You can play the song. And
that's something Jesse would say.
And she goes, well, I know you're not going to like it anyways. And I was like, you can play the song. I don't care. So I tell her to play the song. She turns it on. And it's this Forrest Frank guy. And the song literally goes,
it's like, we're about to have a good day.
No, literally.
I love that one.
Oh, my God.
It goes, hallelujah. And then it's literally like, hallelujah. And then it says, I'm set free. Right where I am standing is where I'm supposed to be.
I know, dude. It's bad.
Bro. I love them because they're so like, they're just like good day songs. And it's like something that I feel like I would play.
Yeah, but that's not a happy song to me. That's infuriating.
What? It's something I would play for Evelyn and we could like have a little dance party to. Like,
no, yeah.
It's like, counterintuitive. It's like joyous music.
Yeah.
But it makes me angry listening to it. It has a good message.
Yeah. I think it definitely serves.
That's too many words like in the niche. Middle part, though.
Okay.
And right where I am standing is where I'm supposed to be. And then what's the next thing? He says, hallelujah.
Just the way you made me is how I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, good message.
I think it, no,
Megan
yeah, I
starts
think,
like vibing.
I think it's like a fun, like happy song. I just, like, I would never listen to it like alone in my car kind of thing.
Yeah, me neither.
I think it's a good song. It's just I would never listen to it, period.
Who are your other?
I just like music that makes me happy. I mean, I pretty much listen to Need to Breathe on repeat.
Need to Breathe is legit.
Give me your top.
I have both.
Give me your top, top like three all time.
Oh, I don't have all time, dude. That'll take forever to think about.
It would take forever. I mean,
don't say that. Just like the top, the most listened to, that you listen to the most.
Well, what was your like Spotify remix?
Like the last couple years, this is what it's been. So this is recent.
Okay.
The last like 3 years. Mostly is Benson Boone.
Shocker.
Then Teddy Swims.
Oh, yeah.
And then Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Which is weird. But 3 years ago, my top artist was Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he's got good songs, but I don't listen to him very much.
That was just like my Spotify rap, you know? Like they tell your top artists.
Yeah, I don't remember what my top... Oh, wait. Featured artists. I guess that's my top. Noah Kahan. Then it was Morgan Wallen, but Morgan Wallen's was just because he came out with that like 40 song album, and I would just, it was like a good mixture of some good energy, but it wasn't like screaming remix in my face, and so I would just work out to it. And then JP Sachs. You listen to JP Sachs?
I don't even think I know who that is. Do I know who that is? Does he have like
here
a
we go.
Song?
This gives me 4, 5, 6, 7. This gives me 8 artists that were featured in my playlist. Noah Kahan, Morgan Wallen, JP Sachs, Noah Gunderson, which is one of my all times Megan hates.
Where'd you find that?
I don't
he's
love
a sad
Noah
boy.
Gunderson.
I just went to my replay mix
really
and then scroll to the bottom. Ed Sheeran, Luke Combs, Louis Capaldi, Joy Oladokun.
Yeah, a bunch of sad artists in there. Louis Capaldi's another sad boy.
Mm-hmm. Mine's pretty much Need to Breathe.
I like Need to
Noah
Breathe.
Kahn.
Where are you guys on Apple Music, both of you?
Yeah.
Need to Breathe, Noah Kahn, and then worship music after that, like Elevation or Brandon Lake. Phil Wickham.
Do you have song? We're talking about music for a long time, but do you have songs that you associate with certain memories?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. One time, I just thought of this, but one time, Megan and I, we did a high school breakup, and we, it was for like a day and a half, and we got back together, so it was kind of pointless, but I remember going to the gym, and I put in my like Wired to my phone, Bose headphones, and just worked out, and I just listened to Burn by Usher.
I think you told me this before. Like
it was like
over
talking about like missing his girl or whatever, and you just gotta let it burn. And I was like, it seems so cringe now, but I was just like in my feels about it.
You're locked in.
I was probably benching 75 pounds just thinking,
let's go.
I was getting a huge pump.
Well, you so were when
getting
you
my
were
revenge
young.
Body, even though I'm the one who broke up, but it was neither here nor there. Not a good idea.
You were sad. If you were.
I know. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I should be this.
I can't believe I did this. Yeah.
Do you have anything else on music?
No, dude. I was actually been wanting to ask you guys this. I was going to ask you off the pod just because I thought it was pretty funny, but do you guys have names picked out for like if you're going to have another kid? Or did you have Evelyn's name picked out before she was born?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think we might have said like in passing that we liked that name, but we didn't have it picked out.
Yeah, we rattled off like I think when we were trying to get pregnant, we had both said we liked the name Evelyn, but we had rattled off a bunch of names.
Yeah, we had like 4 or 5.
We always had a name for a boy that we liked, and we still kind of do because we don't have a boy. But I think you never really know till it comes time to like write that name down on a
yeah,
because
I'm
kind of
going back and forth on if I want to do that now.
Oh.
I was just, so the reason for asking, yes,
Justice
sir,
asked and didn't listen to anything.
Maybe
you
I
said.
No, I listened to all of that. I know what you said. Maybe you guys brought up some bad, now Megan doesn't want to use that name.
I'm like,
I was listening.
What? Cut the camera.
Yeah, but no, I just brought it up because I just went down this rabbit hole of like weird names in America, like not even in, Because I know, like, episode 2, we talked about weird names in Belgium.
He's older?
Yeah. Dude, there's some odd ones. And, like, some of them people count as, like, odd. Like, on here it says, like, a weird name is Maverick or, like, a rare name. But I know a dude, like, that went to, like, my high school that was named Maverick. So it's like,
yeah,
there's some stuff that's like, I don't feel like it's that rare. Or maybe it is, I don't know. But
I'm pretty sure my sister and brother-in-law were considering the name Maverick.
Oh, maybe.
But they ended up not doing it.
But no, anyway, so like one of the ones I thought was pretty weird. Dude, they're all like violent, dude.
Violent?
Yes. Listen to these names. These are technically names that have been registered in like the U.S. government, like U.S. statistically, like these are actual people's names. So hopefully I don't want to offend anybody, but I just think your name's legit. Arson.
Arson?
Yep.
Like fire?
Yep. Spelled the same way.
Really?
What do you think the next one is? Crash.
Crash?
Dagger. Dude, it's just all violent.
I know of a Jagger.
No, this is Dagger.
Okay.
Riot. Chaos.
Okay, what website Cutter? Are you on?
Dude, these are registered names, dude.
You're like looking at registered Trigger? Like crime offenders. Trigger? And you're like, just dude, reading I'm not their even charges.
Joking. I'm not even joking, dude. This is you're insane.
Like, wait.
They're all violent, dude. Shooter, striker, warrior.
Dude, have you seen those things that, I don't know if it's like a trend, but I saw a video of people doing it where it was like names that would be cute if they didn't already have a meaning. And it was like,
oh, I saw that video. That was funny.
It was like, I don't know what it would be. Charisma or something.
I just found a few names that are illegal.
You can't name your kid that?
You're not allowed to name your child this, except there are a few states, it has an example, such as Kentucky, that don't have any laws.
Oh,
so
let's
you can
go.
Name your kid whatever you want in Kentucky. But
Lego.
The US,
things they regulate are crazy. I know you can't have like symbols in your names, right? Because Elon Musk tried to name his kid like Ash X40 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it has that. It had that in here as an example that like, but it differs from state to state, but usually, yeah, symbols and like numbers aren't allowed. But like the US, so these are different ones in different states. This is happening in different states, but courts have ruled in different states that you can't name your kid this. Jesus Christ. Santa Claus.
I literally was gonna guess like, Jesus Christ.
Santa Claus. Yeah. Okay, yeah, what else?
No, that's the only
I have a great uncle named George Washington.
Well,
I would think
okay.
That would be on the list.
Can't name Jesus Christ.
Like, that thing you show me, Jesus Christ. he's like, it was like an Flippin Easter
John.
Video that came out. Did you see it? It was like the guy was like Judas finding out that Jesus died, and his buddy's like, "Did you hear someone killed Jesus?" He's like, "Jesus Christ."
Oh wait, like, wait, maybe I did see that.
He's like,
maybe
"Yeah, they're saying it's one of his mates." He's like, "No." He's like, "Probably." Probably John. Flippin' John.
Classic John.
Yeah. He's like, you should probably go easy on him, though. He was like, nah, heard they're going to kill him. He's like, well.
Any other guesses? What a couple.
Adolf Hitler.
That is on the list.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Wow.
Barack Hussein Obama.
That's not on the list.
All right. I guess president names are good. Maybe Joseph Stalin.
No. The other ones are Napoleon more just are Bonaparte. Not names. They're more just like things.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Is it
or titles?
Titles, king.
Yeah, that's on there.
What? How are you getting these? Queen.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, good job, jester.
No.
President.
No, that should be on there. I feel like, but it's not.
Frick, I'm gonna name my son
murderer.
Name your kid Murderer.
Murderer Logsdon.
The other ones are, this one is just I, like the Roman numeral 3. Can't
okay.
I'm symbol then, right?
I'm confused about this because George Foreman, have you ever heard of this? The boxer George Foreman, who went on to do the grills. Which crazy. We got to learn how to pivot like that as a pod.
Yeah.
But
crazy, just like side quest.
He's got however many children. I think he's got 5 sons and he named them all George.
What?
He named them George Foreman, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
That's insane.
And so like, but I think to get the official like 1st, 2nd, 3rd, it's generational, right? So did he name them George Foreman 1, George Foreman 2? I don't know.
Wait, what's your question? I lost.
She just said you can't have like Roman numerals in the name. That's what I thought.
No, you can. The name just can't be
the III.
3 eyes in a row.
I don't understand that. I don't understand why that would be.
Who knows?
How did I just guess names like that off the rip?
Just the government.
The other ones
going
were like
crazy.
Majesty. There was one that had a bad word in it.
Why is it all about like royalty?
A bad word in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
The name is Mystery N-word.
Mystery N-word?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that one.
And then there's...
I wasn't going to
guess
that either.
Cross that off our list, babe.
There's some names across the world that, like, you can't name your kid... like, random things. Like, apparently you can't name your kid Judas in Switzerland.
Makes sense.
Because Judas.
That guy freaking sucked.
And you can't name it Nutella in France.
Because Nutella.
Or in Mexico, you can't name them Circumcision. Or Robocop.
Cirque.
Robocop.
Cirque, go make your bed.
Cirque, it's his nickname. You're like, I don't know. I don't really know what your actual name is when I say Cirque. What's your actual name, son?
Circumcision.
Circumcision? Circumcision.
First name Cirque, middle name Umcision. That's how you get around it.
First
name Adolf, middle name Hitler.
And then what's your last name? Logsdon.
Logsdon.
Adolf Hitler Logsdon.
I feel like that's probably the same thing.
Yeah.
But is someone reviewing all the baby names?
Somebody.
I don't think I realized that.
It's AI happened. Now.
I guess in Kentucky no one is, but...
I guess it has to get, like, processed, right? So if they come across an Adolf
Oh, yeah,
Hitler,
I guess, well, we
like,
got to send it in for her social security number.
They would
number,
send it
so
back, maybe? I don't know.
That's when.
Yeah, he's like, you send Adolf Hitler, I send it back.
Yeah.
Name
he's
that
got rejected.
Name that office quote.
I got into a new hobby this week. You kind of know about. I had my nephew's 4th birthday party. And my sister said that he wanted like a remote control car that was like a dinosaur. It was on Amazon. It was just like 5 years and up, something like that. And I got it in the mail and it looked so lame. And so I sent it back and I found another one on Amazon that looked more legit. And I bought that one. I get the box in and Megan like kind of got angry with me and was like, this box says 14 and up. He's turning 4. Why would you buy him this? So I like, took it out of the box and was just like driving it around the house and FaceTime my sister. And I'm like, this is technically 14 and up. Do you care if I give it to him? She's like, no, that's cool. So I gave it to him. It was a huge success. He said the remote control car is his favorite gift he got.
Nice.
So we played with it, and then me and my brother-in-law, his dad, were like, if this is what this price point can do, we need to start doing some research on what we can really get into here. Did a ton of research in like 2 days. 2 days later, bought a new remote control car. It's insane. I went to a store, a local like store to buy one, and the guy was helping me out, and I was very clearly like, this is the first remote control car I've really bought. Like, what would be a good one? I was there for like half an hour talking to this guy, asking questions. And then I was like, going to do some more research. So I'm like, okay, I'll stop back in, whatever. So I figured out which one I wanted. They didn't have that one. So I went to a store up in Ohio and bought one. First day I had it, I took it up to the church parking lot and was just like ripping it around the parking lot.
How far did you drive to the shop?
Which one? where I ended up buying it.
Which one?
The one I ended up buying?
Yeah.
Like 40 minutes, 45 minutes.
Gosh.
And so.
Just devote your Saturday to.
Yeah. So I get, first day I have it, it was like raining, but I just got this new toy. So I like go, I'm driving it all around, just like put it in reverse. It gets too far away where I can't see it. So I try to back it up so I can see it. The thing's just full speed back into the curb.
Mm.
Wreck it. Chip off a piece off the bottom of it. So I'm like, shoot, I thought I broke like the main like frame of the car.
Oh, okay.
So I start looking at it. I see it's like a piece. I find the piece replacement part online. Ended up being super cheap, which is nice. But the place that had it was the place that I talked to the guy. So I had to go back to that store that day to get the replacement part and just awkwardly like, I was just talking to him yesterday about getting my first car. He knows I didn't buy it from him, and now I'm like buying a replacement part for a.
That is tough. That is tough.
I walk in just like what, hat down.
What
just,
part was it? How did a part off the front?
It
chip
was the
off
rear
and then
bush head or something.
I keep calling it the left butt cheek.
Yeah, so rear butt cheek.
Why'd you have to replace it if it was just like a bit of the frame?
No, it like chipped off half that piece where the like gears were showing.
It was like a cover piece, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're pretty reckless with that thing,
dude.
The other day,
it's pretty sick. We need to do like a video or something about it.
Yeah, you keep talking about this video. What do you mean? I need you to like elaborate. What kind of video?
I don't know. I thought it would just be like, "Hey, we're gonna take this car out and play with it."
Mm-mm. What do you think of that, man?
So cool.
Yeah.
Like, come along with us. Let's get outside the studio.
Blake thinks
field trip.
It's amazing.
Mm.
Okay.
We're just going to have to run it by our producer before we do that.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool little car, but I don't know if you.
It's not that little.
Well.
Yeah, are you comparing it to the size of a real car?
Yeah. What is it? Like 1/18th or something?
1/10th, dude.
I don't think that's correct.
Me either, because if you put 10 of those in a pile,
that's
it's
not a
car. Freaking
car.
That's
not how it works.
That's what I'm thinking. That's how fractions freaking work to me.
No, it would be double the size, then double that size, then double that size.
Hold on. Let me think about that.
I don't know. I don't know what the 10, I don't know what the full scale is.
I don't know. So maybe we're stupid.
Wait, what would doubling? Okay.
Maybe we're stupid.
How many cars? How many cars?
I feel like that line is said once an episode.
How many cars would it be then if you doubled all of them?
I'd have to go buy a bunch and see how many I could fit inside our SUV.
No, that's not what I was asking. You know that. Megan, how much would that be?
What do you mean?
How much would what be?
He said if it's 1/10, you double each car.
I don't know. If
was that even true?
If it was the size of this remote control car to the 10th power, it would be the size of this house. So that can't be right. You start doubling stuff like that.
Yeah, I thought it meant.
Probably doesn't matter. I was just saying that I've been enjoying the new toy.
I thought it meant that, yeah, you needed 10
yes,
of
it's
those
one
cars.
Tenth.
10
one
of those cars.
To make a car.
I mean, I shouldn't be arguing about math because I am awful at math. But when I think of 1/10, it's a tenth of one. Of the so
a tenth of one.
So the car.
Justice.
What? Why are you laughing at that? It's a tenth of the car, bro. It's the RC car. Is a tenth of one normal car. That's what I think of when I think of that fraction. No?
Yeah.
If you're holding
yeah,
a
like
model of an Indy
size.
500 race car that's described as 1/10 scale, then you know it's about 1/10
the size
of the real racer.
Yeah. So you take it, you divide it by 10, and that's.
I guess that's like. I
which
guess
to
that's
me,
right.
I'm like, that car is too small.
Yeah, it's not 1/10. That's wrong. Your fraction's off, bro. Sorry.
But like, you can't think about it in terms of, I'm going to stack 10 of these high. It would grow fully.
Oh, okay.
It would be like if you put it, one of those dinosaurs in water and it expanded. You know what I'm saying?
That I don't think that would be proportionate, though.
Yeah. It means like, yeah, if you took this
it just grows on all sides
times 10 in the height times 10, then it would become a real car size.
Still don't know if that's real.
Dude.
I don't know either.
Maybe the length, not the height. Not the hype.
You can always tell what I'm getting into because now I get on my YouTube page and it's freaking all RC cars. Which is, you know, maybe lame. I came across these people's YouTube page this week. Or there's several people, but people, I guess they're in other countries. They just own exotic animals like pets.
Okay.
So like... This one that I found, they have a, what's that dog breed called? A Rottweiler and a Black Panther. That's their two pets. Dude, I'm going to try to find this like reel that they have and play it into the mic because it was just like a video. They were in bed one morning and that thing was just like in their room hopping up in bed with them. Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah, listen to this. Just a big panther in the room. They're just laying in bed. Dude, no way. It's like, I get that if you had it when it was like a cub just trained or whatever, it. Then you train it. But I had Ted since he was a pup, and he still snips at me, but he's a little puppy, and it doesn't matter. Like, if that thing got temperamental, it would kill you.
Okay. We can't be making comparisons to your dogs, though, because you guys do not punish your dogs properly.
And what are you talking about? I hit my trained dogs.
But he's just saying that it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter the dog.
No, Bear is not a trained dog.
Not Bear.
Do not
Ted,
say that.
No. Ted is. And Ted is the one that will get
Bear's
angry and
Bear's the one that would never hurt you and he still like feels around with his teeth and stuff.
And Ted will...
He's
saying,
not trained.
He's saying Ted is trained.
I'm
and
still
we've
not
had him since
Ted's
he was
trained.
A baby. But we've had him since he was a
well,
baby.
Ted will do tricks, but
tell
he's
my
not...
bank account that because we paid him.
Oh yeah, I know. For... I know. But yeah, having a
shout
Black
out
Panther,
whatever that girl's name was.
Having a Black Panther, whatever it was, in your room is crazy.
Megan wanted to get Bear trained. She literally, I'll come to Megan with like an expense I want to do for the house or something. She's like, that's so much money. She took Bear to this consultation to get him trained one time. She calls me on the phone and she goes, I think we should do it. He said he can do this training. We can have unlimited visits to come back up after, and it's only like $5,000. But for Black Friday, they're doing a deal where they'll cut 40% off or something like that. And I'm like, that doesn't feel like a deal still.
No, it was going to be like $2,000 total.
No, more than that.
No.
You can't the first talk about number- expenses when you just randomly drop
yes.
$500 on an RC car,
yes.
bro.
Yes, and
what
that's what our, my argument was. Is like you're willing to spend money on stuff that you want to spend money on.
You can never, you will never have the backing to like talk about expenses.
What are you talking about?
You will never have that
to, yes.
with Megan.
What do you mean? Megan spends money like crazy.
Dude. I'm not saying I don't spend money.
We are in a room filled with
Megan's
so
Legos.
Many Legos, dude. Holy no.
Megan's Megan's part of the Lego.
If you guys had to guess the ratio of who built what.
I thought you were about to say the ratio of these. Like, that's a 1/10 scale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's the ratio of the castle, of the Disney castle?
It's probably a... Probably 1/8. Just kidding.
Yeah, it's just as close as the 1/10 RC.
1/300. I don't know. That castle's big.
Actually, it would be hard. But no, I was gonna say, like, if you had to pick a percentage, like
of like who built,
like out of all the Legos in this room, like 60-40. What are we looking at?
Like who built them?
Yes.
Probably 60-40.
Probably 60-40. Probably.
A lot of them
we
did
them
together.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I just.
But all like the ones right behind Blake, he did those pretty much by himself.
Justice is like, this isn't really getting to my point I wanted.
That's a
I
big
was
chunk.
Wanting to roast Blake.
That's a big chunk.
Yeah. So, but yeah, back to the Panther. we were talking about.
What about it?
What? How did we get off on? Oh, you were you said something about the dog's training. And we got into money. I still stand by that. I think that thing could be trained, and I think it just gets temperamental. And like, if Ted gets temperamental, it's like maybe he bites my finger a little bit. If that
stand by what?
Huh?
Stand by what? You still stand by what?
You shouldn't have a Black
Panther. You should not have a Black Panther as a pet.
Yeah, I agree. But I was just saying we can't compare it to freaking Ted and Bear.
Dude, look, another one that I had found. What kind of animal is that? A caracal?
Yeah.
Look at this thing.
It's like a bobcat, basically.
They post videos of this thing. And it is constantly, all the videos that they post of it, it's making this face at them, which I'm like, why are you keeping this pet? It just says, Pumbaa is the sweetest. They go to pet it.
Got a collar on.
They're going to pet it. It's just showing these fangs at them. That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I don't know why you shouldn't would even ever have, do that.
Unless it was like danger, in danger or something, and they rescued it. But I don't know.
Yeah, now you're in danger.
yeah. That's right. Recently here, I feel like we've had a decent amount of storms, but obviously just...
It's your worst nightmare.
Just like going through normal spring, we have storms around here, but like severe weather or whatever. But I've never experienced like a legit tornado, but like we had that tornado warning or whatever the other day. It's like almost brings back like memories when I hear the siren, because like I don't hear the like warning siren or whatever that often. And like the other day we were like sitting down to eat dinner and like we heard the siren or whatever, and it literally makes me think back to like,
did you guys all stand up and run to the basement?
I went up, grabbed my camera because I was like, if there's actually gonna be a tornado, I'm gonna freaking save my camera. But no, I'm
about to say you're gonna video it.
I grabbed my camera and my SD card, or not my SD cards, my SSDs, just so that if top of our house actually did get
they're solid state, they'd survive.
Off, I just wanted to have all the footage I've ever filmed. So, but no, my point for just like bringing that up was, I feel like the Weather Channel has, maybe it's the Weather Channel specifically, but I don't know, maybe it's like multiple different companies or weather channels.
I don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, like the Weather Channel app, like the blue app.
Yeah.
I'm saying like them. I don't know if it's them specifically or multiple people. But anyway, when you look at the like little videos that pop up and it like shows you a radar and what's going to happen, it's like a 15 second video, but it's not anyone actually talking. It's just like captions popping up like cold front here, this here, this here. And it's like whenever it happens the most, whenever there's a severe storm coming, or like a tornado warning or whatever, and they say like, okay, this video was posted 15 seconds ago. You click on it. Dude, I swear they try to make it feel scary. Like so that you know a storm is coming, dude. Or not so you that you know, but like it feels like they purposely put music behind it. It sounds like you're like about to drop into like a Call of Duty like map, dude. It's like... Dun, 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 dun. And it's like, dude, it feels like you're about to like drop into a video game and they're like, cold front coming in, the atmosphere is perfect for a tornado. It's like, it's, you know what I mean?
Dude, yes. I think
I was really listening to it on the way home like that day, because I got a haircut that day and I didn't even know there was a storm coming. And my barber was like freaking out about it. Like he was like, yeah,
Danny
like,
was?
Huh?
Danny was?
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, my wife is at home, so I might like leave early because she's at home with the kids. And like, if a storm actually does come, and like, they always have the door open. They always have the door open when, like it's like a, even when it's not a nice day, they like have that door open just for like airflow or whatever. And like the wind started to pick up and he was like kind of freaking out. And I was like, we need to get this haircut done before you mess up my head.
He's like shaking.
Dude, he was just, I mean, cause I don't love storms. Like I'm not somebody who loves like the sound of thunder and lightning or whatever.
Delete Kansas.
But yeah. But like, I'm definitely not like, I don't get as anxious as I do. I definitely feel like Danny was more anxious than I was. And he was like, the entire haircut, he was just like, yeah, it's supposed to be awful. It's this is the same cell that that went through Oklahoma and they had grapefruit sized hail. All the barbers were like getting insurance claims and stuff on their RVs and like.
All the barbers have RVs?
Well, I said all the barbers are getting insurance claims.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Like in that shop or like out in Oklahoma? I said all the
barbers. I said all the barbers were getting insurance stuff, and I didn't mean all the barbers had RVs. One of the barbers had an RV, another guy had a nice truck, new truck, whatever. Oh. But they were they were just like getting that stuff because like they just haven't parked in their driveway. And so
I don't know why they didn't laugh so
they just haven't parked in their driveway, and so they didn't want to like just have them ruined by grapefruit sized hail. But obviously we didn't get no grapefruit sized hail.
We didn't even get a tornado. That was the lamest storm of all time. It reminded me of, have you ever seen this video where they had a tornado siren in downtown Chicago? But it was like super foggy and it literally looks like a post-apocalyptic world. Like, look at this video. And I hit the next arrow to the next video.
Gosh, that is
like
awful.
The siren was like breaking or something, and it was like a tornado coming, and you hear that through the city. Is that not the scariest thing?
I know, dude. I don't understand it. The siren, what is with the siren? Like, I understand maybe some people don't have phones, so they can't like send a mass text or something, like, because the government will do
that
with
school.
Like,
yeah.
I just don't, it like literally makes things feel more scary. Even with our siren, which our siren isn't as creepy as that.
I think
thing.
The siren was like something was broken with it.
But even our siren, like it makes it creepier because it, you associate that noise with like bad things. So yeah. It's like,
yeah, I think it's just to cover. So like, even if you're not near your phone or your phone's dead or you don't have a smartphone, that you're still alerted that there's a tornado.
Which is, I've always wondered like, how far is, because like I know where, like you can see like where the sirens come out, like on the next to the Union Building, different places around us.
Dude, if you drive close to one of those things,
how far does it have to be to for that siren to go off? You know what I mean? Like how far away did you have to see the funnel cloud or tornado touchdown?
Well, I also don't, I can never remember the difference in a tornado warning and a tornado watch.
Watch is that there might be a tornado warning is that someone's like seen a funnel cloud.
Well, we just had a warning, right? So someone had seen a funnel cloud.
Yeah.
Well, there
or
was
the start of
there
one.
Was two.
They were said by the Florence Mall because we were like, I hope it wipes that mall.
Wait, what?
Out.
Yeah. Really? Well, I was watching the news, and they showed what they were thinking was maybe going to come on, and I was like, where is? I was like, oh, that's Mall Road.
We
was
were
like,
it actually,
we were like, specifically where on Mall Road? We need to know.
Because Blake said, if this wipes out Mall Road Chick-fil-A, I'm going to cry.
Wait, I didn't think it was that close.
It wipes out the mall itself.
Yeah,
we're
but
good.
It didn't. The news guy was like, I don't think this is
you
anything.
You think he was just talking about, I was just talking about like the circular motion of the clouds on the radar?
No, it wasn't. It was clouds like dropping down.
Yeah, it was like, like real video footage.
But they were,
I never saw
they weren't like swirling. It was like they were just kind of like getting low to the ground.
Well, that's crazy close. I didn't think it was, I was thinking, because I, the only things I saw like on the news afterwards was, there was like three category one tornadoes that like touched down for like 2 miles in Ohio.
Yeah, and there was like one in Indiana or
but
something.
It, like,
but nothing actually touched down.
But it was like
here.
Just like little like twister things that like tore up the ground a little bit. But like, I don't think it like destroyed full houses or anything.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, there wasn't anything that touched down. The guy acted like it was a little overkill to have the warning going off.
This comment for that siren video.
Saw a funnel cloud over the mall road.
It wasn't a funnel cloud. It was just clouds that were low.
Oh, okay.
This comment just says, this siren isn't meant to warn the public. It's meant to scare away the tornado. Which feels probably true.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I just feel like sometimes the weather channel might just get a little bored and they're like, let's really freak them out. Then all of a sudden you're just like watching this captioned video of these guys saying that there's a cold front coming and they're like, we're dropping in 10, boys.
Also, imagine just, I mean, that's been like a thing that people say forever is like, weatherman's one of the only jobs where you can just be wrong all the time and keep your job.
Mm, it's true.
But like, they can, they literally sound this siren, like, put the whole, like, county in a, like, people are frantic, go into their basement, whatever, and then, like, nothing happens, and they're just like, well, it's like, everybody's happy that there wasn't a tornado, right. So they're not going to get mad at you.
Well, that's why most people, like, I know multiple people who just stay in bed around here.
Stay in bed?
Yeah, like, if they're, like, if it's sleep, if they're, like, oh, yeah. sleeping, and they'll just, like, like, if they're, I mean, yeah, I shouldn't have said stay in bed, but I feel like most of the times it, like, happens at night. I don't know, maybe not. I just feel like when that's happened around us, but like I've known multiple times I'll like be talking to one of my buddies and he's like, yeah, like my parents woke me up here. My parents woke me up here. And then this one guy's like, I heard it and I just went back to sleep.
Yeah.
But it's like probably not smart if you live in like Oklahoma or Kansas, but like around Kansas here, not necessarily a bad thing to do. Like you have a better chance being safe. Like honestly.
In your bed upstairs?
Not if a tornado comes. I'm just saying there's a better chance that a tornado is not coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If true. You're here. But.
And if you get killed by a tornado in Kentucky. Well, I guess I shouldn't say
that's
that.
That's way to die, bro.
Yeah. You'd be all right.
Just kidding. That'd be awful.
Yeah. People have died by tornadoes in Kentucky, I would think. So I don't really. So sorry about that. But.
Yeah. That would be awful.
Yeah. Worst nightmare. Probably.
That'd suck.
I did see a video of a kid on like UC or UK's campus. I guess
oh
UK
my gosh,
got
I
it.
Saw
and
that.
Like flew across the ground or whatever. Like got knocked over by the wind and everything.
I think it was a girl, dude. Are we talking about the same video?
I don't know.
My a student.
On.
It was like this guy like videoing the doors out like
yeah,
through the doors.
I'm sure it's the same video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, that looked insane, dude. The wind was crazy.
People were saying that was fake because it was so crazy. But I don't think it was.
Dude, that looked like they were in the middle of a tornado, yeah. Dude.
How would it be fake when you can see all the wind and debris flying?
Well, that would be easier to fake than a girl falling in the video.
No, I'm saying it was all part of the same video.
Right, yeah. I just, no, yeah. Well, the girl wouldn't have just fell like that randomly.
I don't know.
You're like, how? You're like, no, I saw trees in the background.
They were moving.
Yeah.
My gosh.
We're roasting each other way too much this pod.
Dude.
We have like some bad energy right now. We need to turn it around. Why are you kissing the mic?
We wanted to get to another bro.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about snacks.
Oh, Mount Rushmore? I said get to another bro.
Oh, great. I'm not here today, bro. Do you not want to do it?
I'll do whatever. I just didn't know if we wanted to or if we wanted to save it.
You've been going for an hour.
No, let's do snacks real quick.
Snacks could be good, though. Give me time to prepare if we save
it. Let's do snacks real quick.
Okay.
We've been going for an hour.
They're good, yeah. I know, I hurt you.
Okay, I didn't know if you heard.
Okay, let's do rock, paper, scissors.
What did you just say?
Rock, paper, scissors. Trying to roast me every little thing, dude. That's okay, let's go. Let's go. Rock. Shoot. Gosh, dude.
Let's go. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I might not even put it there. Yeah, what the heck? What are you doing there?
I didn't like that.
Yeah, that was just. I got the ick.
I can touch you now.
What?
Ew, watching Harry Potter.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Take the nose right off that boy. I get first pick.
No.
Okay. So we didn't even say what we're Mount Rushmore.
I said snacks, but
Mount Rushmore, all time snacks. I'm gonna go popcorn. First pick.
Solid pick.
I knew you were gonna pick.
A year ago I might not have picked this, but I've been on a huge popcorn kick.
Yeah. It was on my list.
It was? Let's go.
Only likes to take things away from me.
I'm like, what else do you got?
My first pick will be apples with peanut butter.
You put marshmallows on them, give them a little tea?
Ew, no.
You never did that?
No. I never used to like this as a kid, but I always liked apples, but I never put them with peanut butter. And now, dude, I've had an apple, like a Honeycrisp apple with peanut butter for the past like 2 months straight, dude. Like, I don't think I've missed it a day.
It's good.
Oh, super good. Wow, the big ball and Honeycrisp aren't cheap, dude.
Dude, it's actually true. Like, when I was buying them, when I was gone in Florida, dude, I was like, I didn't realize how much more expensive these were than, like, normal apples.
Dude, everything's expensive. We've been eating, like, just lettuce with grilled chicken on it, and we'll do sweet potato fries for, like, a quick lunch. And I just, she had me run to the store the other day, because she usually does the grocery shop, and I went and picked up lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a thing of lettuce was, like, $8.
Well, that's because we get the pre-washed big...
Have you guys had lunch today?
No,
I'm super hungry.
I think I'm going to get Chick-fil-A, so...
Nice. You offering to buy me Chick-fil-A?
I was just going to say I could bring some back or something.
Oh, that'd be fire.
Yeah? Sweet. Okay, Megan, you're up.
I think I'm going to pick chips and salsa.
Dang it.
Also on the list.
Chips and salsa is so good.
It's just... And you can eat so much of it, and you just don't realize it.
Yeah, it's very good.
Go to Mexican restaurants and just eat 4 baskets of chips and salsa and then have a meal like you did and just...
Dude,
it's
honestly
like air somehow.
That's the only reason I like Mexican restaurants. Honestly.
Yeah,
I don't even
fajitas
love the food that much.
Pretty good chips and salsa. Boom. Pick number 2. I am going to go Goldfish.
What? Just classic Goldfish?
Depends what I'm doing. If I'm like on vacation in the car and I stop at a gas station get a snack, I'll go classic Goldfish. Because I don't want the extra ched getting on the steering wheel. But if I'm just at home and I'm down to make a mess, I'll go extra cheddar.
You gotta go extra cheddar.
Yeah.
Down to make a mess.
Yeah.
Yikes.
If I feel like getting dirty.
Okay. My second pick is trail mix.
Trail mix is good.
Could always hit some trail mix. You get that sweet taste, but you also kind of still feel kind of healthy. Still feel kind of healthy when you're eating trail mix. My ideal mix?
Like, what's in it?
Yeah.
Almonds, real M&Ms, nuts, of course. Like, normal peanuts, sorry. Peanuts.
Almonds and nuts.
Almonds, almonds, peanuts, cashews.
This is a heavy on the nut.
No.
Well, there's 3. And then... Yeah, that's it, I think.
And M&M's?
Well, I would go raisins, but very light.
Light raisins.
Light on the raisins.
Because I don't know if anyone eats trail mix as much as I do.
That is a salty trail mix, my friend.
I don't know if anyone, every trail mix is salty. I just spit again. Don't know what does that mean?
To mop that up.
I don't know if a lot of people eat trail mix, but the Kroger brand trail mix, dude.
It's good.
No.
Yeah, no, it's trash.
Dude, they put the most amount of raisins I think I've ever seen in trail mix.
Did he put a lot?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they always clump together in a ball this big.
Yeah, a big clump of raisins is not it.
It's literally a golf ball size clump
of
raisins.
You know what I like to do? I'll get trail mix, and I think it is the Kroger brand. It's just got peanuts, raisins.
It is the Kroger brand.
And some M&Ms. I'll put that in a little glass. I'll sprinkle some like flat pretzels in with it, and then I'll supplement with my own peanut M&Ms in there. Peanut M&Ms and trail mix is the best.
Yeah, you love mixing things.
I mix everything.
All right, Megan, you're up.
That can segue into my next pick is peanut M&Ms.
Mm.
Or just M&Ms in
going
general.
Going the candy route.
Yeah. Peanut,
peanut
M&Ms.
M&Ms, I could eat an entire bag.
Do they make? I think they make almond peanut.
They do.
Almond M&Ms.
Whoa. I want to try those.
An almond is like chewier than a peanut, though, so I don't know. I do drink a lot of almond milk, though. Shout out almond milk. Pick 3. I'm going to go with something that, because chips and salsa was stolen, I'm going to go with something more in line with the candy.
Dang it.
I don't know if you're going to pick what I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick it just because it's new to me. And they were amazing when I ate them. And this is Nerd Clusters.
Dude, that's like all the rave right now.
Nerd Clusters.
They're pretty good.
Super good.
I can't get behind
them. The little ones, because the nerd, like typical nerds are too big to just like chomp on. These are just like real small nerds around that little gooey thing.
They're like the size of a crumb.
Yeah, but these are smaller crumbs. So like when you're eating a whole mess of them, it still feels like good.
Do you remember when
they're literally
this
big and you're like, these things are too big?
Remember when you were little and you would get the nerd ropes in like our stocking?
Yeah, nerd ropes have the fat nerds on them. These have little they're ones, like so tiny they're more nerd chewable. Ropes.
Okay.
Without feeling like you're going to break it.
No, yeah, I've heard or I've seen a lot of people like, it's like a lot of people's new favorite candy. No, I'm also going the candy route. You know, I'm going, if you saw our last episode, Scandinavian Swimmers.
Oh, yeah. Scandinavian Swimmers. I should have done that.
Right now, my list is pretty superior. Just saying.
Okay. Should have thought of that on the fly.
I feel like mine's pretty good.
Mine's amazing.
How can you beat apples, peanut butter, trail mix, and Scandinavian Swimmers? And just wait till my next pick.
With chips and salsa and peanut M&Ms.
Megan, figure out what his next pick is and steal it, please.
My next pick is going to be Oreos.
Oh, shoot. That's super good.
I'm obsessed with Oreos. Double stuff.
Oreos are awesome. I haven't been on for a while, though.
The Halloween Oreos.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Those are the best. I don't know why, but they are.
Yeah, those are amazing.
Yeah. All right, last pick. I'm going with Trader Joe's pickle chips.
Those are good.
I almost wrote down pickle chips, actually. Just in general, though, because I loved Trader Joe's, and I ate, like, that whole bag, like, the day I got it. But Mom picked up some different pickle chips from Kroger the other day. And I was, like, bummed out. I was like, I know, like, you got these because you saw me eating pickle chips. But, like, these aren't kettle-cooked Trader Joe's. And, I mean, they were still pretty good. Like, yeah. I still snacked on them pretty frequently. Anyway.
All right. Last pick.
My next pick, I can go either way with this. Actually, no, I'm going to do it. I want to go jerky. All kinds of jerky.
No, there's one kind.
And so the reason why I'm choosing jerky is because you can get, it's another thing where it's like, it tastes, I mean, obviously jerky is not the most healthy thing for you, but there's still like insane amount of protein. If you're on like, if you're fishing out on a boat, you can eat it. It's not messy at all. You can just like chew on it. It's like pretty tough. So it's something to like, that'll keep you chewing on something.
Keep you chewing on something. Yeah.
But I don't know. Cause that's another thing.
Teriyaki jerky is the best. There's no question.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm just saying, I feel like, especially like one of the reasons why I like popcorn so much isn't always because of the taste. It's because of how much I can eat.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Huh.
Like if I want to watch a show and eat something, I want to be watching that show. I want to be eating for as long as I possibly can while I'm watching that show.
See, I have an issue with that though, because with food and drink, if it's in front of me, I'm like constantly drinking it. Or like if I have a drink, I pretty much am like drinking it constantly until it's gone. I don't like drink a little bit, set it down. Same thing with food. So like if I get a bowl of popcorn, I'm eating in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. So, I'm just saying you could eat like, yeah, just go get me, another bag. I could go get another bag because it's just air. And I just like to be like chewing on something.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, all right, maybe. Last pick.
I forgot what I was going to pick.
She said she forgot what she was going to pick.
Megan is forfeiting her last.
I remember now. I was just going to pick. Well, I'm stuck between two. I guess I'll pick Cheez-Its. Because they're my go-to, like, I go into the gas station on a road trip, I want a snack, I'm going to get Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Because they're just a good, little bit more flavor than a regular cracker. They put a ton in the bag.
Yeah.
I was between that and just pretzels, but
my honorable mention was just dry cereal.
What kind of dry cereal?
All kinds.
Why didn't I go cereal?
So many times
I ate cereal every day.
So many times I will, like, at night if I want something to munch on, I'll get some dry cereal.
What cereal?
All kinds. Special K.
You're just eating dry Special K?
Blueberry.
Listen, Special K blueberry, dry? Special K. Listen, Special K blueberry, Special K strawberry. Normal Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios are the only one I'll Cheerios. Eat dry.
Hmm. Oat Crunch. Cinnamon, Oat Crunch, honey.
You're eating the dried blueberries dry?
Yeah. Listen, Special K.
I used to eat Honey Nut Cheerios. For some reason, I loved Honey Nut Cheerios dry, but also with milk at the same time. So I would eat, I would like stick a handful of Honey Nut Cheerios in my mouth, and then I would have a glass of milk.
Ew, what?
And so then I would sip a glass of milk so that they wouldn't get soggy at all, but I was still having Honey Nut Cheerios in my
mouth. That's odd.
Next level.
Mm.
Or all right. Adding another
we
level
gotta,
of
stuff. We got to wrap this so that Justice can go get us Chick-fil-A. I'm getting hungry. Do we want to do Get to Know the Bros?
No.
No?
Yes, of course. Let's just freaking get into it.
Okay.
Okay.
I had another one, but I'm going to go with this one because we talk so much about music. Give me one band or music or artist that doesn't have to be like your favorite of all time, but just one that never gets old. Like, if you just shuffle all the music in your library and one of their songs comes on, you're never scared.
It's really hard because I burn myself out. But like, I don't know. First thing, gut reaction, Bruno Mars.
Okay. What's the one song of his that comes on that you're never skipping? Locked Out of Heaven.
Well, I mean, that's like the most like OG, I feel like. But so, yeah, I mean, that could be a one. But also like the Silk Sonic album that he came out with. Yeah. Those ones are all
Versace
clean.
On the Floor.
Wait, what?
No, that's not Silk Sonic. That's one of his songs, though.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think
you never heard that song.
No, I think
Versace on the Floor.
I don't know. I don't think it was on that album, though.
Take it off of me.
You know the Silk Sonic songs where it's like, it's like I haven't listened to him in a while.
I forget the guy's name, but he's Anderson .Paak.
Yes, yes. Yeah. He's with him.
I don't know how I just pulled that name.
But there's a bunch of songs on that album that are legit.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably him. I don't know. That was just like right off the rip, first person that came to my mind.
All right. Cool.
How about you?
I think mine is The Fray. You ever listen to The Fray?
I don't think so.
Like You Found Me, Over My Head. You've heard those songs.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm bad with names.
You've definitely heard those songs. Everyone knows I'm in over my head.
Oh, yeah.
Over
I know,
my
right?
head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Super good. I like almost all their music. Never skipping a little You Found Me. Little Cable Car.
Nice, bro.
Yeah. All right. Episode 15.